Today, April 8, 2026, the United Nations Intergovernmental Committee on International Tax Cooperation officially released a revised options paper, CRP.27, that could redefine the global fiscal landscape. The UN Taxation of Services Model revision proposes a broad, source-based taxation framework for digital and technical services, positioning itself as a streamlined, ready-to-use alternative to the more intricate OECD Pillar 1. This release is a pivotal milestone in the assembly of the UN Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation, signaling a shift in power toward developing nations seeking to capture a fairer share of the digital economy's tax revenue. A source-based revolution, the core of the UN Taxation of Services Model update is the expansion of taxing rights for source countries, nations where services are consumed rather than where the service provider is headquartered. By broadening the scope of what constitutes taxable services, the UN aims to solve the taxing where the value is dilemma without the administrative hurdles of the OECD's global profit allocation rules. Key features of CRP.27 include digital and technical scope, explicit inclusion of automated digital services and remote technical assistance, simplified thresholds. Unlike the complex nexus and revenue requirements of Pillar 1, the UN model favors gross basis withholding taxes at the source. Ease of implementation. Designed for nations with less administrative capacity, allowing for immediate integration into bilateral tax treaties. UN versus OECD. Two paths for global tax. While the OECD has spent years fine-tuning its two-pillar solution, many developing nations have expressed concern over its complexity and the high bar for implementation. The UN Taxation of Services Model is being touted as a more inclusive framework that empowers the Global South. Expert insight. The UN is essentially providing a plug-and-play solution for the Global South. While Pillar 1 requires a multilateral consensus that has been elusive, the UN model empowers individual nations to act through treaty revisions. By focusing on a broader definition of service fees, the UN is ensuring that as the world moves toward a services-led economy, the tax base of developing nations remains resilient. For multinational corporations, this means a potential increase in withholding tax exposure in Africa, Asia, and Latin America as countries adopt this new UN standard.